with Koketso Mweti, who's executive director at Amandle.mobi. Koketso, good afternoon. You were writing on the Daily Maverick earlier today about transparency in a broader field, in the field of the government and transparency around COVID-19. And I think, like a lot of people, you find the government lacking in this respect.
Absolutely. The lack of transparency has actually been a consistent characteristic of government's response to the outbreak, right? And this is absolutely unhelpful and lacks foresight, given that transparency generates public trust because it allows for critical debate on the credibility of the decisions being made. So not only do government officials and, you know, are not only are they the ones with access to this information and operating in a space of assumed trust, but they are also allowing those of us outside to critically engage, bring in our lived experiences, you know, to inform the decision-making process. So the lack of transparency has been absolutely, absolutely unhelpful.
I mean, in the beginning, one could understand that there wasn't, well, I found it easier to understand the lack of information, the lack of rationalizing, explaining why we're doing this, why we're doing that, because we were in the early stages of trying to come to terms with this global problem, which at the time, in the immediate aftermath of our first positive case on the 5th of March, we were really scrabbling, and so little was known internationally and very little was known here. So, okay, you need to take strong action. We kind of understand that. But the longer it goes on and the longer there is an absence of transparency, the more dikbek we become.
So I think in the context of South Africa, which we know to be one of the most unequal countries in the world, right? What we should also bear in mind, as pointed out by Dr. Sean Muller, an academic economist, is that those without wealth, poor people, have suffered relatively more than the rich for the same benefit of society given the lockdown, right? And so when we are asking people to make such a huge sacrifice, it's important that people are clear why, you know, what is informing the decision to do that. But let me take it up a little bit, you know. Over and above that is the issue of adherence. As we have learned from many crises, both Ebola and many other public health crises, that adherence to measures being taken is informed by this trust being built up. But I also want to point out that it is reducing us to subjects rather than agents who can inform the decision-making processes. One of the things that would have been helpful in the context of a lockdown, hey, imagine asking people who live in densely populated areas in informal settlements, right? What are the ways in which physical distancing can be promoted or lockdown undertaken in ways, you know, that are much more helpful or people can actually adhere to given the conditions in which they live, you know? And so I do think that that's the mistake, the idea that it takes away from the fact that our knowledge and practices that people regularly live in, given the conditions in South Africa, can actually meaningfully inform the government decision-making process.
Yes, I mean, the judge whose judgment around the invalidity and irrationality, unconstitutionality of the regulations, he found a problem with the government's paternalistic approach to this. And essentially, I think that's what you're saying as well, that we're not trusted to be agents of positive behavior. We are told what to do because government knows best. And that's a very difficult thing to sell to a citizenry in trouble.
Absolutely, especially in a context of high distrust, you know, in institutions. And again, if you look at right now, given the absence of transparency that entrains distrust and treats people as agents, government has had to turn to coercion and the use of brute force, you know, by the South African National Defence Force, by the police and other forces to enforce the decisions that it has made. And again, in the absence of reasoning about the decisions, an environment of suspicion and distrust is fueled. Right now, anybody can argue that, oh, this decision was made or was made arbitrarily or was made in the interest of a certain industry. history, right? Because we are so unclear. And this is so, so unhelpful. It creates a conducive environment for misinformation among many, many other harms as well. I mean, just one example of how corporate lobby groups have been, you know, just on government's back is the tobacco industry, right? And if you consider, had government been transparent from the get-go about why certain, you know, decisions were made and what informed them, we wouldn't have needed that public spat, which honestly, given the amount of airtime that it got, really distracted from what are far, far more pressing issues in this country, given that we are a country in which the majority of people are living below the poverty line, given that we are a country with so much inequality and the impact of all this, that all of this is having on the majority of the population.
Thank you very, very much to Koketsu Mweti, Executive Director at Amandla.mobi.